Okay. Morning, good night of Shabbos, everybody. So we were busy last week. We were discussing Malchus. We saw that Malchus is one of the seven meters. It's the last of the seven meters. Is brought in the pasuk Ve'elocha Hashem Agdula Vagvura Vetiferes Venetzer Ki Kol B'Shemayim Ratz Locha Hashem Amamlocha. But we said it's also a unique one of the midas because it doesn't do anything other than megala the other midas. Malchus is that midah which allows the other midas to be revealed. We'll see what that means. We brought three examples. The one example we brought was the sun and the moon. The moon has no light of its own, but the moon megala is the light of the sun. Dafka does that because it has no light of its own. We'll see. If the moon had any light of its own, it wouldn't be a true reflector of the sun's light. We said that by Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu is the midah of Malchus, that Klal Yisrael is Megala Kodesh Baruch in the world. By Am Yisrael, that's Yaakov Yisrael. And therefore, that's why we have to reflect Hashem. If we get in the way, then they're not seeing Hashem. They're seeing me. They have to see Hashem. That gets done through Torah. We'll see. We're going to discuss that at length. And then the third example we brought was Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech is Midas HaMalchus. He is Malchus. And he is essentially the ultimate revelation of a Kodesh Baruch in the world. And we said that all those three things have a gerer of ketanim. They're called ketanim. And yet, they will eventually be revealed as the gedolim. Yaakov was the youngest of the avos. He was the younger brother with Esav. That's his whole week's parsha. He was the younger brother, the older brother, the whole tumult there. But you see, he was the small one that's going to be big. Esav was big, who's going to be left with nothing. The moon will also, it was big, and now it's small, it'll become big again. And we'll see that now, that has to do with Kiddush Lavona. And Dovid HaMelech was the smallest of the brothers, and yet he will be raised on high above all of them. That's more or less where we got up to yesterday. I'm going to take this a little bit further, and then we get to Perek Bet. We're going to see some amazing stuff here. Amazing, amazing stuff. So if that's all clear, then we can take another step forward. And he says like this, yeah, Motze Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem, there won't be clouds, you'll be able to say Kiddush Lavona, at least you'll have a bit of a clear idea of what you're doing. So he says like this on Yud Dalet in the second paragraph, V'zeh inyan v'haseder shel Kiddush Lavona. He says this is the whole sugya, not the whole sugya, but this is the sugya of Kiddush Lavona, and the seder of Kiddush Lavona. Sheyishnam minhagim shonim, there's lots of different minhagim, aval, Kulam shaychim le'inyan b'kashoseinu al his galut malchut shemayim bo'elam. The central theme of Kiddush Lavona is the revelation of malchut shemayim in the world. Shalvona shehitkatno v'holcho likras sof ha'chodesh. The moon gets smaller and smaller and smaller. It peaks in the middle of the month at its biggest. Then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until the end of the month. What's happening at the time where we say Kiddush Lavona around about Rosh Chodesh is it's gone down to nothing, you can't see it, and now it's renewing itself and it's getting bigger. That's a marshal for Klal Yisrael that's also going to renew itself and become bigger. There's a remez to this in the Rosh Tevus. We say, Yotzreich Oisech Koinech Boireich. That's what we say in the Kiddush Lavona there. We say it three times. That's Rosh Tevus Yaakov. Umaskirim Dovid HaMelech. Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. We mentioned Yaakov. We mentioned Dovid. Shekol Eilu Ketanim Hei Mayom. Because those are all small today. V'asidim Litchadesh L'Gadol. Va'az kashe is chadesh malchus beis David, shezeh malchus shemaim. Then malchus David, which is really malchus shemaim, will be megali in the world with all its force. Or a levona lo yemut. Then the light of the moon won't be minimal; it won't be small. Elevaya or a levona ko or a chama. That's what we ask for. The light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. Shekol or Hashemesh yishtakef darko. All the light of the sun will come via the moon. V'gam hi tiye ma'or godol. It will also be a ma'or godol. Kach gam utzmas toive shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too the full revelation of Hashem's goodness. Yishtakef derech amo Yisrael will be revealed in the world via Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Malchus. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen. That's the connection to Kiddush Levana. All the three things that are now small, that's job in the world is to megala something else. They will be renewed, like the moon renews itself, and they will become big again, and they will be the transmitter, that which allows the Giloi of Malchus Shemaim to come into the world in all its force. So that's the aspect of Malchus that we were talking about last week. Now we're going to touch on a very important yesod. We mentioned this a few times. Now we're going to touch on it itself. There's a very important yesod to have, to remember as you go through learning Torah. You'll see that this concept comes up all over. The concept of les la migar miklum. It has nothing of its own. The kolin yona, so what is this thing called malchus if it has nothing of its own? So what is it? It's a nothing. It's a garnish. It's a nothing. No. It can't be a nothing. Kolin yona lahoitzi lo'o es ha'inyan shi'i bo'la galot. Malchus, what's its essence? Its essence is to bring out into revealed state, from hidden state, or from potential state to actualized state, that which is coming to reveal. Whatever that needs to be revealed, that's not being revealed. Malchus is the midah that brings it into actualization. So it has nothing of its own. Aval, it allows other things to be revealed in the world. That's what it does. The heaven is oimek ha'inyan. You have to understand the depth of this. Go away. It's not you, sorry. Someone keeps sending me WhatsApps and then it freezes Zoom and then it's a big distraction. Okay. So he says like this, the heaven is oimek ha'inyan. It's very important to understand what we're going to say here now. You might think Nebuch, you know, les lamigami klum, poor David HaMelech, he didn't have anything, you know, Nebuch, shame, you know, the poor moon, she's all small and the sun's big, and Nebuch, and therefore it's some sort of a chesoron. Yaakov Avinu, you know, some kind of a chesoron, a minimizing of the thing. Chas v'chalila. Ela adarabba, yoifi v'atzmusoi. The beauty and the strength of the midah is its les lamigami klum. The dafka kach toichel lohoitzi lo'o el yoinois hanoira shebole galut. Because it's dafka, because it's les lamigami klum, that it's able to reveal this awesome, unbelievable light from above. Shema yelo metzias vahagdora la'atzmo, because if it had its own essence, its own story to reveal, then it couldn't reveal the other midas, because it would be a midah like all the other midas, and then it wouldn't be able to reveal the other midas, because it's busy with its own midah, it's busy with its own story. Because its metziut, the metzius of this midah, would interrupt and make a mechitza for the other midas to come in. Let's have a marshal. He gives a marshal. If you're having a hard time understanding this, so he gives a gewaldika marshal. Marshal le mara. Take a mirror, for example. Yeah. Take a mirror, for example. Shedarkay mishtakfet demus haomeres negdo. What's the nature of a mirror? It reflects that which stands opposite. Whatever you put in front of the mirror, that's what it reflects. Yeah. It has no picture of its own. The mirror doesn't have a picture of its own. It just reflects whatever stands in front of it. At kama shlo ye la gavon la atzmoi, ele tiye nekir umitzachzaches. To the extent that this mirror has no image of its own, it's completely clean and transparent and reflective. Tishtakev darko yoise hatmuna haniflo. Then the picture that it's reflecting reflects much more beautifully. If the mirror has its own picture, you know, someone painted a picture of a flower over the mirror, Yeah, so now the mirror's got its own picture, not just a mirror anymore. It's not just a Les Lamigambi klum. It's now a painting, it's got a picture, yeah? That's going to interfere with the picture that you're trying to reflect. It's standing opposite the mirror. Yeah, that's clear. It has to be very clear. You said right in the beginning, Vahavan is Aimekainen. You have to understand this clearly. The beauty of a mirror, the beauty of a mirror is that it doesn't have a picture. It has nothing. It just has the ability to reflect what stands in front of it. That's what it has. And it's dafka because it has nothing of its own that it can do the reflecting. If it had something of its own, then it wouldn't reflect. It would just be showing itself. That's clear? Okay. The kachi inyan amalchus. That's malchus. Kiven she amalchus meshakefes es gdulusei vatzmusei shel amelech. Malchus is that which reflects and reveals the godliness of the melech. Dafka inyan sheles lamigami klum ze kol yoifi shel amide vinyone. The etzem beauty and functionality of this midah is that it has nothing and therefore it's able to reflect the melech much bigger or much better or perfectly. Shederach midas amalchus efshe lehevi legilo yechoydu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'olam b'kol hadre. The less there is of me, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets reflected. That's why Dovid HaMelech is the ultimate essence of Les Lamigami Klum. That's Mashiach. He has nothing of his own. He doesn't even have his own years. He has nothing of his own. It doesn't mean he's a nothing. On the contrary, we've mentioned this many times. The Tachlis is to become the biggest Dovid HaMelech you can become. You don't sit in a little corner shriveled up and doing nothing because you don't want to interfere. No, Dovid HaMelech went out there and was able to function fully, fully actualized. We have no idea how fully actualized he was. And yet when you looked at him, you didn't see him, you saw Hashem. He was being Megala Kodesh Baruch in the world. The Yalkut, our famous Yalkut that we always bring, Dovid HaMelech says, I will pursue my enemies, I will overtake them, and I'll defeat them. And Hashem says, Vani Osa Kain. When you look at Dovid HaMelech chasing and overtaking and conquering his enemies, you don't see Dovid HaMelech. You see Ani Osa Kain, you see Hashem. That's the vault of Malchus. Fully actualized, doing what it has to do, but you don't see it. The same as when you look at the moon, you don't see the moon. You see the light of the sun. That's the vault of Malchus. Okay, we have to build this and understand this more because we need to understand what this has to do with Shabbos, but we'll get there. Shabbos is obviously Midas HaMalchus, and we'll have to see how that fits in. We're going to deal with that. Well, right now we're just building Yesodis that apply to a lot of other areas of Torah, Lav Dafka Shabbos. All right, so that's the end of a Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph. We're now going to go to Perek Beis. We're going to add another dimension of what Malchus is. Unbelievably, this is a big subject, a beautiful subject. I think it has something a lot to do with Corona as well, by the way. I've mentioned it a few times in the Olam that's not yet today, they're just not going to get this because you'll see this. You'll see it's a Moedika revelation. But let's first learn the principles and then we'll see if we can apply them a bit.
But I have a question. For the comparison between the moon and the mirror and the Melech, it seems that the Melech is doing something, he's active, but the mirror and the moon are passive. That means they don't make any action. So that means the Melech, it seems it's something different. That means he has to make something to reflect
good the question. Malchut. Okay. Yeah. Very good question. Excellent. The melech can only do something and function and do what he has to do when you won't think that he's doing it. If we go back to Ayalkut with the different kings, David HaMelech was able to pursue his enemies, overtake them, kill them, everything. And in the end, what was it? Ani Oisa Kain, Hashem says. Hashem says, I did it. You don't see David HaMelech. There's no David HaMelech in the picture. But he did everything. Yeah, but he did it. What he was being Megale wasn't David HaMelech. What he was being Megale was Hashem in the world through his actions. Yeah? Fine. That's what I said. You don't just sit up in a corner and shrivel up and do nothing. You have to be functional. However, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, let's go to the other range. I'll leave out the two middle ones, but let's take Chizkiyahu HaMelech in the other extreme. Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, I'm terrified that if I will chase my enemies, oversue them and kill them, if I would even daven for Hatzlocha, I would be scared that you would see a bit of Chizkiyahu HaMelech in the picture. Therefore, I'm doing nothing and I'm going to bed. And he went to bed, and Hashem said, Ani Oisa Kain. And the same Ani Oisa Kain, by Chizkiyahu, was the same Ani Oisa Kain by David. It depends on how much the mirror can reflect. The mirror does do something. It reflects. That's its job. Obviously, the mirror is a marshal. It's not the nimshal. The mirror is a marshal. The moon is another marshal. The moon does do something. It reflects the light. It has the ability to reflect the light. That's Midas HaMalchus. The melech, when he does, he has to do it in such a way that you don't see him. He's like the moon and like the mirror. Ani lo se klum, lo se iti klum, ata rotze bimeni. But you chased your enemies, you overtook them, and you killed them. Me? Have a look. It says, Ani oisek kain. That's Hashem said, I did it. I didn't do anything. That's the danger of Malchus. When Malchus starts having a little bit of its own thing sneaking in, then you're in trouble, because now you're not being Megala Kodesh Baruch anymore, you're being Megala yourself. That was Chizkiyahu's fear. Chizkiyahu's fear wasn't because he was lazy or he was on this high darga. On the contrary, he was on a lower level. He was the lowest of the kings in the four kings over there. David HaMelech was the highest king because he could do everything. But you don't see him. He's less lamigami klum. You only see Hashem. Chizkiyahu Melech felt, if I would daven and be matzliach, I might think I had something to do with it because of my davening. That a king can't do that. That's not the tachilus of a king. A king has to be completely, completely transparent. So in Achinami, what did the king does? The other two, the mirror and the moon, they're the masholim for what Malchus really is. We'll see when we get to Shabbos how that needs an understanding. What exactly is, and Shabbos also, we should just sit in a dark room with the lights off, you know, because it doesn't do anything. Shabbos is less than migami klum. We'll see what, okay. But that's the vort in Achinami. The melech has to do everything, but you don't see him. Ulo nimtza bichlal. That's the vort. Okay. Yeah, it's slowly, as we go through these. I told you these are new ideas. It requires new thinking. It requires. Well, slowly. If you go through it slowly and we get it, and you start thinking about it a little bit more, it becomes a little bit clearer, a little bit clearer. Now we're going to add another piece to this. You'll see it's gewaldig. From what we saw above in the perek before, we come to the ikar beauty of Malchus. There's another yesod in Malchus. And that Malchus is that which is megala other things. That's its purpose. It's not megala anything of its own. It's megala the other things. There's another beautiful. Yeah, this is mamash. This is so gorgeous. We know that a melech has a crown. Yeah? Keter. Those of you who does a daven nusach svad, that's the kedusha of keter. Yeah, Rav Pinkus used to run on Shabbos. He davened Ashkenaz, but he used to run into the Swadi shul or whatever, just to, yeah, the kedusha. He wanted keter. Keter is an unbelievable midah. We'll see. You have to try and understand. That's also shaykh to Malchus. This thing called keter. Let's see if we can understand a little bit what this is. The whole of the Toma Devora, by the way, the Sefer Toma Devora by the Rav Moshe Kadavira, which is very esoteric, but it's also, that's why we can learn it. It's a big Musa Sefer as well. That's all based on midas keter. We'll see. V'chein hevi Rambam lehalacha shamelech loivesh keter. It's not just something because the Queen of England wears a keter because she has to show off her crown jewels. That that the king wears a keter. It's halacha lemaisa. The Rambam brings it down that a king has to wear a keter. What's epis a keter? What's the big deal with a keter? V'tfilaseinu l'Hashem isparachi v'yitnu lecha kesem malucha. We give Hashem the crown of kingship. That's how you crown a king. You put a crown on his head, and that's how you do it. You ever stop to think about what's it? Where does it come from? What's the shayrish? What's this funny hat that the king wears? Yeah. The keter reflects, represents something which is above the nation. Sharei. What's the highest part of the human being, of a person? Is his head. You won't tell me the highest part of a person, the most important part of the person, is his toes. They're important. You should say thank you every day for having toes. That's not the ik of the person, the most important part of the person, of his head, right? The melech who's wearing a crown on his head. He's coming to show, to reflect, he's coming to show that where ends the greatness of the rest of the nation, Sham nimtza ha-melech. That's where the melech starts. That's where the melech is. The melech who godol v'noir v'sholet al-gabehem. Because the melech is great and he's awesome and he rules over them. That means if he's also just a head, when he's a head and I'm a head, so then my big deal. My cheshivas ends here, so does his. No, he has this added thing called a keter. And that's a reflection of the fact that he's above the am. V'zu pashtus, ha-movin shel keter, that's the simple first understanding of keter. V'zeh soif ha-posuk v'emisnaseh l'kol l'roish. V'emisnaseh l'kol l'roish. He is over the korosh. He's above all the other heads. He has a keter. Okay, that's a simple understanding. That's poshut. Nothing very deep and complex there. The human ends at the top of his head. That's the most important part of the human. But the king has something above there. The king is above. There's something above there. You have to see what's that aboveness. V'yinei. L'chayre yesh kan stira ben shtei ha-hagdoros shehevanu b'mohus ha-malchus. We'll see, there's a stira now, l'chayre, between these two aspects of malchus that we brought. There in Izbashia, malchus hurak, keshe koyach malchus nika b'poil, b'toich ha-medina. You'll understand that the malchus, the kingship, the koyach of malchus, the power that the king has to rule and to function is only when he is in the Medina, when he's functioning in the country. Hainu, shamelech ma'uruv b'toicha am v'chelik mehem. When the king is involved in the nation, he's part of the nation. He's the king, but he's part of the nation. You know, he's involved in making sure that the traffic runs properly, there's roads, there's this, he's involved with the economy, he's involved in the running of the country. But the keter comes to reveal that the melech is completely menutak. He's no shaykhis to the am because he's above where the am is. So the melech has two agdoras now, which are seemingly self-contradictory. The one is that he is completely muvdal and cut off and above and has no shaykhis. And the other one is that he is completely involved. He's down here and he's oisek and he's busy in the world. He has to be, otherwise what kind of a melech is he? The king just sits in his inner chamber in his palace and he doesn't mitarev in the nation. So then what is he? He's not a king. But if he's mitarev in the nation like everybody else and he doesn't have a keter, then he's like everybody else. He's not a king either. So it seems to be a bit of a stira. So let's see how we develop and build this. You'll see wondrous things here. I once gave a whole shir on this once in the yeshiva. I can't remember how long ago it was. I built a whole marechet. Maybe it'll come back to me now while I'm doing this. Maybe I had a whole chiddush on what this is about, but I don't remember it, and I don't know where I put my notes. Anyway, nishkefelach. Amna, mehus ha-malchus mitberes al yedei shtei b'chines eilu gam yachad. The ikka midah of malchus manifests with these two things working together. They may be contradictory. We've mentioned that before, that you sometimes have to deal with contradictions. That's a lot of that's in Yiddishkeit. They're just things we don't understand. But you'll see, yeah, how these two things actually synthesize very nicely together. How does that work? Shamelech moram miha'am ubetoicha'am. He's separate from the nation, but he's in toch the nation. V'hainu. Kedei shi yisei de betoch ha-medina, tzarech shiyo mi shiyesh lo olyoynes mishara'am. In order for there to be order in the nation, you need someone who's above the nation. He has to be above all the other little selfish, vest, small interests that people have in order to be the king, in order to function in the country properly. That's why politicians don't ever get the job done, because politicians are never above the small, petty, vested interest that the rest of the people have. They're in the same bots as everybody else. That's why they don't function properly. They're somebody worried about themselves. The proper king has to be somebody who's above all that, above all the day-to-day negias of the am. All the king's interested in chesed v'emes. Dafka because he's above the am, And he's functioning only out of chesed ve'emes. He's not into the whole, he doesn't have any of his own personal, you know, petty negias and what's going to be tomorrow and how, what, you know, if the road's closed, there's going to be traffic, I'll get to work late or whatever. No, he's above all that. He'll all kashul all that. But in order to do anything, in order to function properly, he has to come down into the am and he has to function there. He has to be within the am where the chesed emes now manifests in how the nation is run. Zuhu mehusa amitis shamalchus. The essence of malchus is it's above the system, but it's involved in the system at the same time. And you need both. If it was just involved in the system like everybody else, he wouldn't be able to get anything done because he's also just caught up in the world like everybody else. He has no aboveness. He has no authority, so to speak. But if all he has is aboveness and he's up there and he's in the Shemaim and you don't even see him, you don't even hear of him, he's in his palace and the Ulo Mitarev, so then there's Hefkeres in the world. So he has to be above and at the same time he has to be down here involved in the am. By the way, a good rabbi, a good rov of a community has to do the same thing. A good rov can't be everybody's buddy and everybody's friend. He has to be above. He has to have a certain authoritative figure. But if that's all he has, as umanutak, he's disconnected from the people. The people aren't going to relate to him. So he has to come down and he has to be connected and involved in the people's lives, in their tzoros, in their worries, in their simchas. He has to be more murav. But at the same time, he has to be a bit aloof. He has to keep himself at distance because otherwise he's just like everybody else. He's just another one of the guys. And then he can't get anything done in the shul or in the community. And what chashuv to remember that, you know? They always say that a rov that everybody likes, he's not a good rov, you know, because if everybody likes him, he's not doing his job properly. Sometimes the rov has to say things that are not popular. Same as a king. In order to be the king, he has to be the king. It means he's separate from everybody. But if he just stays separate, so then he's not doing anything. He has to come down and he has to manifest in the world. So that's by the way, when you open up the Brich Shmei, when you open up the Sefer Torah, open up the Aron HaKodesh, what do we say? Brich Kisrach v'Asrach. Can you notice that? Blessed is his crown and blessed is his place. That's what it's referring to. The aspect of Melech, of Malchus, above, separate, Kisrach, the Keter, and at the same time, Asrach, in his place, down here in the world where he's functioning with us. He's not a king that's up there in the heavens and he has nothing to do with us. No, he's down here as well. You'll see this manifest in many, many different areas. Okay? That's the stira between Keter, that's the aboveness, and Malchus, which is down here functioning in the world, which you see they work together very beautifully, and you need two, you need both. And the Melech has to balance that somehow. Any leader, parents, the same thing with a parent. Parents has to be a parent. Your kids don't need buddies, they don't need friends. They got friends, that's why they go to school. They need a parent. But the parent has to be involved in the child's life at a level that the child can relate to. You need both. If he's just down in the sandpit with the kid, then the kid gets very scared because there's no adult babysitting. You need a babysitter. There's an adult in the room. But if that's all he is just this aloof adult that's disconnected from the kid, then well, how can he guard the kid and get the kid to do anything? You need both those two aspects, Keter, Kisroch, and Israch, in the place. Okay, let's stop there because now we're going to take everything we've learned up to now and we're going to put that into our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going to see this sugya we're going to see this koiches of Keter and Malchus and how it manifests in the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he manifests using that. And then we'll see, I promise you, Bezrat Hashem, we'll plug this all back into Shabbos. But we have to understand these Yesodos, and these Yesodos don't just apply to Shabbos. Picking up very important Torah concepts here that are very choshuv, and you'll see them manifest in many different places. You start looking, you'll see them. We bring examples next week, this week, of all the things you found that have to do with Les Lemigami Klum. That's the one thing that we're dealing with of the Melech. And this new idea that we've just understood, this Malchus and place, how the Melech is above the world, but he's in the world. Okay, there's questions or anything you want to say? I'm not in a hurry. I'm nearly in a hurry, but not yet. Otherwise, Metzah Shem will. This gets so geschmack, you want to go and do this every day. I'm telling you, when we get a little bit further, you start getting used to the terminology and you start getting a little bit comfortable with a new territory, you don't want to do this every day because it's moiridik. But you need to take time, you need to think it through, you need to let it sink, you'll see it. Once you understand the principles, it opens up a whole new world.
Shkoyach Rebbe. I'm going to have a prayer in Shabbos.
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Guten Shabbos. Take good care. All the best. See you. See those are there. If you want to come join us Sunday for the barbecue, don't forget it's going to be outside. Shimon can't. We're looking forward to everybody there.
Shabbos.
Thank you. Shabbos.